Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. And now, the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast for December 26th, 2008. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. According to the American Psychological Society, exercise increases the release of an appetite-suppressing hormone called peptide YY and lowers the release of an appetite-stimulating hormone called ghrelin. According to this study, both aerobic exercise on a treadmill and weightlifting or resistance training had a great effect on lowering the ghrelin levels, decreasing appetite, while aerobic exercise also stimulated the hormone peptide YY, giving you a double dose of appetite suppression. Either way you look at it, exercise is the best diet pill around. It just takes 4 or 5 days a week to swallow it. And moving from appetite suppression to weight loss, a study supported by NIH and appearing in the Journal of Obesity showed that patients who made lifestyle changes in diet and exercise lost as much weight and kept it off just as long as those patients that chose barbaric surgery to get the weight off. After 5 years, the group that made the lifestyle changes maintained their improved lifestyle, while those that elected for the surgery were still eating high-fat junk food and suffered more stress and depression than the diet and exercise group. And when I come back, we'll take a look at some of those over-the-counter drugs to relieve constipation and why some of those expensive MRIs may not be revealing the true picture.
Did you know chiropractic is the largest and best recognized of the complementary healthcare professions, serving a larger population than massage, yoga, acupuncture, and diet-based therapies? Safe and effective, patients favor chiropractic care over medical care for many different health issues. If you want to be your best, call Dr. Douglas Stockell at 310-985-1515. Now back to the news.
The FDA has received more than 20 reports of a rare form of kidney failure among patients taking drugs known as oral phosphate products. Drugs such as Fleet Phospho Soda and other over-the-counter drugs advertising cleansing of the bowel to help constipation, if used in higher doses, could be very dangerous. The FDA advises consumers to not use any of these over-the-counter drugs and are planning on stricter labeling. With the number one cause of constipation being lack of water and poor diet, is there really any need to buy these over-the-counter drugs anyway? And for our last story, we take a look at those expensive MRI scans which may not be showing the true picture. Doctors are starting to wonder if what they see on these scans are really causing your pain. According to doctors, 60% of healthy adults have degenerative arthritis in their spine, and yet no pain. 20 to 25% of all healthy people have a herniated disc on MRI and no symptoms. So what's the consensus on these expensive tests? That your doctor should base his or her diagnosis on their examination findings. Use these tests only if considering surgery and try chiropractic care first. And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. Every human has at one time spent about half an hour as a single cell. All life has to begin somewhere, and even the largest people spent a short part of their lives as a single-celled organism when sperm and egg cells first combine. Pretty amazing when you think about it. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, wishing everyone the happiest of holidays. Make sure that listening to the Health News Podcast is on your list of New Year's resolutions.
Today's Health News was brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.